Hello everyone, this is Seymour, Conference of Birds with Amin Beg. Welcome to the third episode of the series on conflict analysis. In our last two episodes, we talked about conflict profiling and actors in conflict at community levels. In this episode, we will now discuss what are the approaches and causes of conflict at community levels. So stay tuned. We will come back after a short break. Dear listeners, welcome back. Let me briefly talk about the three different approaches to conduct conflict analysis. As you know, conflict analysis is a mega tool that helps development practitioners, humanitarian workers, officials, and other peace builders to better understand the context they work for, to develop policies, programs, and projects that help minimize conflicts. As they say, do no harm while working with communities. Dear listeners, currently there are in general three approaches that are widely used in conducting conflict analysis across the globe. I will try to simplify it. The first approach is called the Howard approach. Here, the focus is more on actors, their interests and positions, and the argument is that conflict could be resolved if interests of each actor is taken care of. The second approach is called human needs approach or human needs theory. This approach argues that conflicts are caused by unsatisfied human needs. If the needs are properly analyzed and communicated, conflicts could be minimized. And finally, the third approach is called conflict transformation approach, which I mostly like applying. Here, conflicts are seen as interaction of positive and negative energies. The argument is that conflicts could be both destructive and constructive. The focus is therefore more on cultural context and the ability to transform conflicts into opportunities and new realities by empowering the actors and their recognition. Dear listeners, this was the intro into the three approaches. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we will discuss some key points about the causes of conflict at community level. Stay tuned. Dear listeners, welcome back. Let's look at the three important points which are crucial to understand the causes of conflict at community level. The first point is to identify potential or structural causes. We need to look at the history of the conflict at community level. Was it a bad law, policy, customs? Or was there any history of persecution, disenfranchisement, denial of fundamental constitutional rights, dispute between regions, or disputes over distribution of resources and powers? What is at the root of the conflict? We need to understand that. It's therefore important to understand the socio-cultural, economic, political context and the environmental aspects to identify the potential causes. The second point is identifying existing causes or proximate causes, as they say. What are the existing factors contributing to escalation or aggravation of the conflict? Or damaging peaceful coexistence, the emerging socio-cultural, economic and political issues like a new law, maybe a policy, a legislation, or lack of representation in decision-making bodies, or forced acquisition of land, or delayed compensation, denying the communities the first right of refusal when it comes to owning mineral resources, rangelands, forests, etc. issues of settlement of IDPs, is there one? Issues related to language, minority policies. So any existing cause, we need to identify them. The third point is, what are the factors and especially the triggers that contribute to existing grievances of the people of the community? It could be a new election, it could be a scandal or a rampant corruption in public sector, it could be mistreatment of rights activists, community leaders, imprisonment of political leaders, it could be a disaster event, it could be a breakdown of electricity or water supply system or a solid waste management issue. Any single event that might trigger violence or dissatisfaction or resentment or campaign in the social media by the aggrieved communities, we have to identify that. Dear listeners, these were some of the key areas to be analyzed to understand what are the causes of the conflict in your community. So how do we do the analysis for the causes? There are many tools and methods, but common simple tools are conflict tree analysis, need fears mapping, conflict perspective analysis, multi-causal role models, depending on the relevance and the context of your community. These resources could easily be downloaded from the internet. Dear listeners, let's take a short break. When we come back, we will sum up this episode. Okay, welcome back. Dear listeners, in this episode, we were able to discuss the approaches to conflict analysis, the structural and proximate causes, the contributing factors, the triggers that could escalate conflict between parties within a community or external parties. In the next episode, we will talk about the dynamics of conflict at community level. So stay tuned and bye for now.